The Committee for Joint Action CJA is demanding urgent steps to retrieve monies lost to the state through maladministration and malfeasance in the judicial service. The committee wants offenders whose names have been captured in the Auditor General's report to be made to face the law. The CJA stated this position at a news conference in Accra, addressed by its convener Kwesi Edu. Baba Otu and Maurice Bado have the details.
On 20th of July this year, CJA held a news conference to outline the extent of corruption and incompetence in the judicial service. In response, the judicial service said the report made public by the CJA was only a draft and that the judicial service was in the process of reacting to the findings of the Auditor General's department. The convener for the CJA, Kwesi Edu, said not only did the judicial service fail to respond to some of the specific findings that were reviewed, but also tried to shift the blame on finance officers.
We are now in possession of a letter from the Judicial Secretary dated 26 May 2011, an address to the Auditor General's Department, in which they tried to respond to the original findings to which they had failed to respond before. The letter reveals that the Director of Finance, Mr. Prosper Adeti, and the Deputy Director of Finance, Mr. Abdullah Issa, have been interdicted for embezzling funds in respect of the Ho and Shinyani regional offices of the Judicial Service. And that is on page 1, paragraph 3 of their own letter. We wish to state that we did not even mention this case of embezzlement in our last press conference statement. A whopping total of more than 33,765,645 Ghana cedis stood to be lost to the state in bizarre circumstances. The CJA is of the view that it is not enough for the top echelons of the judicial service to shift blame for this state of affairs onto its finance officers.
The CJA called on managers of the judiciary to put their house in order. They should also ensure that rules and laws governing the utilization of public funds under their watch are strictly adhered to.
Baba Otu and Maurice Bado's report.